H-A-M-E-S.
Oh, Hames.
Went over the collar, you know, and tied under the collar, and then the chains went back to the single tree to hook in the single tree.
Oh, I see. And then what did you steer the horses with?
You'd have bits in them. They call it bits in their mouth. They have a bridle, kind of a...
Now, the hames were just what attached in the collar, right?
It was made out of wood or something, but with the iron ends on the...
The hames was wood, and had the iron here to hook the longer end to collar to hook tree chains in.
Oh, I see. And they just... Okay, I got it now. I was thinking that the hames were like the reins, but they're not. Okay. Excuse me, go ahead with what you were saying.
And they'd have what they call a spring seat up on top of the bed of the wagon if you wanted to ride. You know, you'd sit up on having a spring to kind of keep it from bumping so as you go.
Shock absorbers.
Yeah, that's what you call it now. And these plows, the horses or mules were hitched to the plows, you know, and they just have those traces would be hitched to the plows like they were to the wagon. And then these plow stocks come up with a kind of
what?
The plow stock, they'd call
it. That's a plow stock.
Cow cows on each side and a bar in between.
Oh.
And you'd have to walk in between those, you know, and guide the plow. If you look back or made a bend, you know, it'd make a crooked fur.
You had to watch where you were going to make the fur straight. Yeah.
And you had to just make a little narrow place, you know, and you'd have to go round and round and round before you could.
What was the piece of the plow that's not these things, the piece of the plow that cuts the earth, what was that made of?
It's made of steel.
Steel.
And you could buy them, could send away or buy them or something.
Some of them was made with a kind of a wing over one side, and he'd turn the soil all over that way, and others was turned so that it would just make a fur and put about equal out on each side.
I see.
Then when you planted the fields, it'd have to go, you know, so however just so wide you wanted your rows, and take that plow that threw the dirt both ways, and then after they laid that fur off, somebody'd go along by hand and drop the seeds, and then they'd go over it again with the plow and fill the fur up to cover the seeds.
Did they ever use something called a harrow?
Yes, that was the smooth down the, break up the lumps, you know, when sometimes it'd be cloddy, big clods of dirt.
So and you use a harrow after a plow?
After you break the land.
I see.
Before you planted it, you know, to pulverize it.
What was it made of, a harrow? What did it look like?
It was the teeth of iron, but the wood is made the V-shape hole. So here an arch spike went down.
Oh, I see. It was
long pieces of iron, about so far apart. All maybe about two rows. There's in the V shape, you know, and spread out up next to the mule where they fashioned it. It was not just come to a point and it spread out like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it you do that before the ground dried out after you break it up.
Oh, I see.
And break up the clod so that
make it easier for the things
would grow. Wouldn't come up good, you know, just pile the clods on top. And the same way about to, then you had to go over it about the same way, plow and keeping it cultivated about three times. Wouldn't it be about three times you'd go over it during the growing season?
Would you go over it with the plow? During the growing season to cultivate it, how would you do that?